The following is a public lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on May 8, 2008, at Art Institute in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaga Raghunatam Tam sajiva sadaita savaduta parijana saitam krishna chaitanya deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha So,
thank you.
I'm very happy to be here with all of you today.
Labai patenkintas būdamas kartu su jumis čia šiandien.
I have been requested to come to you and speak about how the art of perfecting your talents.
Aš buvau paprašytas tenai paskaityti paskaitą apie tai, kaip ištobulinti savo talentus.
Actually, you already have the talents.
Iš tikrųjų, jūs jau turite talentus.
Everyone has many, many talents.
Kiekvienas turi daug, daug talentų.
But at the present time, our talents are covered, that's all.
Bet dabartiniu metu mūsų talentai yra uždengti, neatsiskleidę ir tiek.
So it's not that you have to develop the talents.
Ir iš tikrųjų, nėra taip, kad reikia išsiugdyti talentus.
All you have to do is uncover the talents.
Iš tikrųjų, tai ką reikia padaryti, yra atskleisti talentus.
In other words, it's not just like you don't have to earn the money.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, nereikia uždirbti pinigų.
You have to just dig it up from your backyard, that's all.
Tiesiog reikia iškasti juos iš savo garinio kiemo.
If I told you you had an inheritance of 10 billion euros and it's buried in your backyard.
Jei aš jums pasakyčiau žinę, kad paveldėjo 10 milijonų ir jie užkasti jūsų galiniam kieme.
You wouldn't have to work a job for the rest of your life. All you'd have to do is go dig up the 10 billion euros. So I have come to you today to give you the good news. You have a fortune more valuable than 10 billion euros buried right now within your heart.
Jūs turite daug didesnius turtus šiuo metu savo širdyje užkastus negu 10 milijonų dolerių.
And I will teach you how to dig it up.
Ir aš išmokysiu jūs kaip išsikasti juos.
How to reconnect with it.
Ir kaip susijungti vėl su jais.
So this is the subject matter of today's talk.
Ir tai yra šiandienos tema.
Kindly listen very carefully.
Prašau paklausykit labai įdėmiai.
Because I can assure you that if you hear very carefully what I'm explaining,
yes, aš jūs patikins galiu padrasinti, kad jeigu jūs klausysite labai įdėmiai, ką aš jums sakysiu,
it will completely transform your life.
Tai visiškai pakeis jūsų gyvenimą.
It will free you from all strife.
Išlaisvins jūs nuo bet kokio tai sunkumų.
It will empower you.
Įgalins jūs.
It will strengthen you.
Suteiks jėgų.
It will uplift you.
kelsius į aukštumas.
So that all of your talents will become fully manifested.
Ir visi jūsų talentai pilnai atsiskleis.
So, what is the art? How to perfect your talents?
Ir koks tas menas, kaip ištobulinti savo talentą?
The first thing you have to understand is who you are.
Pirmas dalykas, kurį reikia suprasti, tai kas jūs esate.
If you think you're the body, then you're limiting yourself.
Jeigu jūs galvojate, kad jūs esate kūnas, kuriame dabar gyvenate.
Because this body is subject to four different kinds of defects.
Nes šitas kūnas turi keturių rūšių trūkumus.
The senses are imperfect.
Juslės yra netobulos.
Because the senses are imperfect, therefore we sometimes make mistakes.
Ir kadangi juslės netobulos, mes kartais padarom klaidas.
And we are very proud and we think we are very intelligent in spite of making so many mistakes.
Ir mes labai išdidus ir nepaisant to, kad padarom tiek daug klaidų, galvojam, kad mes teisūs.
So, we have to realize our identity beyond this material body. That's the first thing.
Ir todėl pirmasis žingsnis suprasti savo tikrąją esybę virš šito materialaus kūno.
These material senses are very, very limited.
Šitie materialūs jutimai, juslės labai, labai riboti.
For example,
pavyzdžiui,
we all want to live forever.
Visi norim gyventi amžinai.
But yet this body is forced to die.
Bet šitas kūnas vis tiek yra priverstas numirti.
Does anyone here want to die?
Ar kas nors čia iš esančių norėtų numirti?
Do I have any volunteers that someone would like to die this afternoon? No, we do not want to die. But yet this body is subject to death. So there is a problem as long as I think that I am the body. As long as I think I am the body, then I am subjected to so many things that I would rather not have to experience.
Ir kadangi aš galvoju, kad esu šitas kūnas, aš esu tiek daug dalykų, kenčiu tiek daug dalykų, kurių man nereikėtų kentėti.
And my natural talents will not develop.
Ir mano natūralūs talentai neįsivystys.
But if I realize that I am not the body, but I am an eternal spiritual being,
bet jeigu suvokiu, kad nesu šitas kūnas, bet esu amžina dvasinė siela.
And I use my spiritual identity to connect with the supreme spirit that pervades the entire universe.
Ir jeigu aš panaudoju savo šitą esybę susijungti su aukščiausia siela, visatos siela.
Then my talents can become fully manifested.
Tada mano talentai gali pilnai atsiskleisti.
All sorts of talents will become manifested.
Visokių rūšių talentai atsiskleidžia.
In other words, there is an ultimate source for all the energy.
Kitaip sakant, yra galutinis šaltinis visom energijom.
As I explained yesterday at the, what was the name of that institute?
Vytauto didžiojo. Vytauto didžiojo.
Yeah. At that place, I explained how the lights, they are not self-illuminated.
Ir vakar Vytauto didžiojo universitete aš paaiškinau, kaip šviesos jos pačios savaime nešviečia.
In fact, when I came into the room to give the lecture, I was surprised all the lights were turned off.
Kai aš įėjau tada į kambarį, buvau nustebęs, kad šviesos buvo išjungtos.
I had to ask one of the devotees, can you please turn on the light?
Ir turėjau paprašyti vieną iš atsidavusių, kad uždegtų šviesą.
And then once he flipped the switch, then the room became very nicely lit up.
Ir vienas iš jų paspaudė mygtuką, ir kambarys iš karto nušvito.
So, how is it that these nice lights are making such a wonderful shine in this room?
Ir kaip tai gali būti, kad šitos lempos tokią nuostabią šviesą skleidžia šiam kambarį?
Do they have their own power?
Ar jie turi pačios savaime turi galę?
No, they don't have their own power.
Ne, jos visiškai neturi jokios galios.
They are connected through that switch over there above the door.
Jos yra prijungtos tenai, bet nuo jungiklio prie durų.
With a powerhouse here in Kaunas.
So, elektros saugykla čionai Kaune.
That generates the electricity.
Kuri gadina elektrą.
That makes the lights shine.
Kuri priverčia šviesą, lampą šviesą.
So, how will you shine?
Taigi, kaip jūs šviesit?
If you want to shine, if you want your talents to come out of you, you want to become brilliant with all of your talents.
Jeigu jūs norite irgi šviesti, jeigu norite, kad jūsų talentai apsireiškų jumyse.
Then all you have to do is reconnect with the original powerhouse for the whole universe.
Tada viską, ką jums reikia daryti, tai vėl prisijungti prie pirminio šaltinio visos visatos.
There is a system of how to reconnect with that powerhouse.
Yra sistema, būdas, kaip prisijungti prie tos sistemos.
That is called the yoga system.
Tai vadinasi yoga sistema.
Perhaps some of you have heard of yoga.
Kažkas turbūt iš jūsų girdėjo apie yoga.
There are different types of yoga.
Yra įvairių rūšių yoga.
One type of yoga, you sit in different asanas and you do breathing exercises and you stand on your head.
Yra viena rūšis jogos, kur jūs sėdite įvairiuose pozose, kvėpuojate ir panašius veiksmus atliekate.
That is called hatha yoga.
Tai vadinasi hatha yoga.
But there are other types of yogas that are more advanced than hatha yoga.
Bet yra kitų rūšių jogos, kurios yra daug labiau pažengusios už hatha yoga.
There is a wonderful book from ancient India called Bhagavad Gita.
Iš senovės Indijos yra tokia labai nuostabi knyga pavadinta Bhagavad Gita.
Perhaps some of you have heard of Bhagavad Gita.
Turbūt kai kurie iš jūsų jau girdėjote apie šitą knygą.
Bhagavad Gita talks about the different types of yoga.
Bhagavad Gita kalba apie įvairių rūšių jogas.
And it explains which type of yoga is higher than the other types of yoga.
Ir paaiškina, kurios jogos rūšis yra aukštesnės už kitas.
In chapter 6 of the Bhagavad Gita, in the 47th verse, Krishna says, Yoginam apti sarvesham madgatena taratmanam shidhavam bhajate yomam samayutattamo mataha. Of all yogis, he who always abides in me.
Iš visų jogų, tas, kuris visą laiką glūdi manyje,
thinking of me within himself,
galvodamas apie mane savo širdį,
and rendering transcendental loving service unto me,
ir atlikdamas meilės tarnystę man,
is the most intimately united me in yoga,
yra labiausiai susijęs su manimis jogos būdu,
and is the highest of all,
ir yra aukščiausias iš visų.
So, who is speaking in the Bhagavad Gita?
Ir kas Bhagavad Gita'i kalba?
Remember I told you about the powerhouse?
Prisimenate, aš minėjau apie elektros šaltinį?
Does the powerhouse run on its own?
Yra elektrinė, ar tai pati veikia savaime?
No, there is a highly trained electrical engineer who controls the powerhouse.
Ne, yra labai išsilavinęs mokslinis elektrikas, kuris kontroliuoja tą.
No powerhouse ever started operating on its own.
Jokia elektrinė pati savaime nepradėjo dirbti.
There was some engineer that started up the powerhouse.
Buvo kažkoks elektrikas, kuris pradėjo davė pradžią.
So there is a supreme person.
Tai yra aukščiausia asmenybė.
Behind all the energy in the universe.
Kuri stovi virš visų energijų šitoje visatoje.
And he is energizing you right now.
Suteikia jėgas net ir jums šiuo pat metu.
You have energy to hear the words that I'm saying.
Jūs turite energiją išgirsti žodžius, kuriuos sako.
You have energy to see me standing before you.
Turite energijos matyti mane.
You had energy to come up the steps to come into this room.
Turite jėgų ateiti iki šito kambario.
You have the energy to hold yourself erect in your desk and not slump over.
Turite jėgų sėdėti tiesiai ir klausyti, o ne užmigti.
You're being energized by that supreme person who energizes the whole universe. And that is the same person who can energize your talents. So all you have to do is offer your talents in his service. And then he will empower you.
Ir tada jis suteiks jums daug jėgų.
Just like I never had any talent as a public speaker.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, aš neturėjau niekad tokio talento, kad kalbėti prieš publiką.
But I offered whatever little ability I had to speak in the service of that supreme person.
Bet aš pasiūliau aukščiausios asmenybės tarnystei, ką aš
I became so empowered that I can give lecture after lecture without even preparing any notes.
Ir aš tapau toks talentingas, kad dabar galiu vieną po kitos paskaitos duoti, net nesiruošdamas nieko prieš tai.
They tell me, well, it's time for you to give another lecture.
Kai jie man pasako, laikas duoti kitą paskaitą.
Let's get in the car and go.
Lipkam į mašiną ir važiuojam.
And on the way there, I say, by the way, what is the title of the lecture today?
Ir važiuojant, paklausiu, o tarp kitų, kokia tema šiandien?
Just give me the title and then I'll give a whole hour lecture on that topic.
Man pasako temą ir aš valandą laiko kalbu tą temą.
In fact, I can give a 20-hour lecture, but you become bored by then.
Galėčiau duoti 20 valandų lekciją, bet atsibos.
Because I am offered, even though I had hardly any talent to speak,
nors aš jau neturiu didelio talento kalbėti,
because I offer but little talent I had to speak in the service of that Supreme Person. Now I'm traveling constantly all over the world giving lecture tours in countries all around this planet. So in the same way, if you will take whatever talent you have as an artist, as a poet, as a musician,
lygiai taip pat ir jūs, jeigu jūs paimsite kokį talentą, bet turėtumėte, ar tai poeto, ar tai muzikanto, ar dailininko,
as a dancer, a cook,
šokėjo, ar virėjo,
a political leader,
politinio lyderio,
whatever talent you may have,
kad ir kokį talentą turėtumėte,
if you will take that talent and you will offer it in the service of the Supreme Person,
jeigu jūs paimsite šitą savo talentą ir panaudosite tarnystėje viešpačiui,
you will be simply amazed. How that talent grows and grows and grows and grows. So all you have to do is take your talents and offer them in the service of God. Paint for the pleasure of God. Sing to the pleasure of God. Do architectural designs for the pleasure of God. You may say, but I want to enjoy. Why are you asking me to give pleasure to God? Why can't I just give pleasure to myself? I have a little story I'd like to tell you in this connection.
Šita tema, aš turiu vieną istoriją, kurią papasakos.
Just consider the body.
Pagalvokite apie kūną.
You have your hand.
Turite savo ranką.
You have your ear.
Turite ausį.
You have your nose.
Nosį.
You have your mouth.
Taip pat ir burną.
You have your legs.
Ir kojas.
You have so many different bodily parts.
Tiek turite daug kūno dalių.
And you have your stomach also.
Taip pat turite skrandį.
So when you eat, who enjoys the food?
Bet kai jūs valgote, kas mėgaujasi valgiu?
The stomach is the one that gets to enjoy the food.
Mėgaujasi skrandis.
All the parts of the body, they are working to give pleasure to the stomach.
O visos kitos kūno dalys, jos kartu dirba, kad suteikti malonumą skrandžiui.
Now there's a story in the Vedas. It goes like this.
Yra Vedose tokia istorija.
All the parts of the body, they had a meeting. They said, what is this? This is not fair. We are doing all this work and the stomach is to enjoy.
Vis vieną kartą visos kūno dalys susirinko į susirinkimą ir pradėjo nutarinėti. Sako, tai yra neteisinga. Mes visą maistą skiriame skrandžiui.
So the bodily parts, they form a labor union.
Ir šitas visos kūno dalys, jas tokia akcija sukėlė.
And they went on strike.
Ir nuėjo streikuoti.
Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. The stomach is a fascist pig. Don't feed the stomach.
Nemaitinti skrandžio, nemaitinti skrandžio.
In this way, they were very, with great energy and enthusiasm, they were marching back and forth on strike. Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. The stomach is a fascist pig. Don't feed the stomach.
Ir jie su dideliu entuziazmu streikavo, nemaitinti skrandžio, jisai kiaulė.
For the first day, they were very enthusiastic.
Pirmą dieną jie buvo labai entuziastingi.
The second day, they started to lose a little energy.
Antrą dieną jau šiek tiek pradėjo silpti.
Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. The stomach is a fascist pig. Don't feed the stomach.
Nemaitinkit skrandžio, nemaitinkit skrandžio, jis kiaulė.
But on the third day, They were having a rough time.
Jiem jau buvo labai sunku.
Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. The stomach is a fascist pig. Don't feed the stomach. So they decided it was getting pretty rough for the third day of their strike. So they decided to call another meeting of the labor union. And they said, I don't know what it is, but if we don't feed the stomach, we lose all of our energy. So I think we better feed the stomach. What can we do? So, in the same way, you see, God is like the stomach. And we are like the parts of the body. We may think, why should I serve God? Let me just enjoy separately. And we are just like the bodily parts who want to go on strike against the stomach. The fact is, we depend on God for our energy. That's the reality. So since we depend on Him for our energy, why don't we show our gratitude? If you are ungrateful to your friends, will they be encouraged to be remain your friends? If they give you their kindness and their appreciation, but you're rude and rough with them, will they be encouraged to continue being your friends?
Of course
now, you may lose those friends if you're rough with them all the time. But whenever your friends are kind to you, if you're kind to them also, showing how much you appreciate their kindness. Then your friendship will become sweeter and deeper and more meaningful throughout your life. So don't you think we owe God a little friendship? After all, we're totally dependent on Him for everything. Can you breathe without the mercy of God? Can your heart beat without the mercy of God? Do you have a chair to sit in right now without the mercy of God? Did you manufacture the wood that makes that chair? That is manufactured by God. Did you make that metal that composes the other part of the chair? That metal?
It
is also the gift of God.
It
comes from the earth. The iron ore. So everything that we depend on, it is the gift of God. Therefore, we should use our talents to show our appreciation. This is called the Bhakti Yoga system. It is the yoga of love. Divine love. So we take our talents, whether we're an artist, a musician, a poet, a speaker, a businessman, whatever ability we have. A philosopher. A cook. A tailor, an auto mechanic, whatever talent we have, we utilize that in the service of God. And this way, he energizes our ability to make beautiful, wonderful things for him. If you're a painter, you can paint the most incredible masterpieces. If you're a songwriter, you can sing the most attractive music better than the Beatles. If you're a poet, you can write the most amazing poetry. That supreme person will empower you. So, that being said, I can ask now if there's any questions.
Noriu paklausti, ar yra kokių klausimų?
Personalities. Is it the same example? Is there the example about which you are talking about today?
That depends.
Take your clothes.
Actually, the greatest poetical musical works in history will be the ones that glorify God.
Iš tikrųjų, patys gražiausi poezijos ar muzikos darbai bus tie, kurie šlovina Dievą.
Nowadays, we are giving great importance to the atheists. And they are also producing atheistic works, you see. They may temporarily have some appreciation by an atheistic world. But in due course of time, those artists will be long forgotten. Those artistic works which glorify the Supreme Person, they will be eternally glorified.
Bet tie darbai, kurie šlovina aukščiausiai viešpatį, jie bus amžinai šlovinami.
Any other questions?
Ar yra kitų klausimų?
In your do you say that God can be worshipped only directly, or the God can be worshipped indirectly by worshipping a woman or some other object of love?
You can directly worship God by glorifying Him or bowing down to Him.
Galima tiesiogiai garbinti viešpatį, šlovinant ir lenkintis jam.
And you can also worship Him by engaging anything in His service.
Ir kitas būdas yra šlovinti jį, garbinti yra panaudoti viską jo tarnystėje.
Anything in this world can be used in the service of God.
Viskas šitame pasaulyje, kas yra, gali būti panaudota tarnystėje jam.
If there is a beautiful woman, I can engage her in Krishna's service.
Jeigu yra kažkokia graži mergina, aš galiu panaudoti ją tarnystėje Krishna.
I can teach her to chant the holy names of God.
Galiu pamokyti ją kartoti šventus Dievo vardus.
In that way, I'm doing the best service to God. If there is a powerful politician, I can also teach him how to chant the holy names of God. So any material thing, you can engage that in the service of the Supreme Person. In fact, we can engage the entire world in the service of God. There's nothing that cannot be engaged.
Nėra nieko, ko neįmanoma būti
panaudoti. Everything can be engaged in the service of the Supreme.
Viskas gali būti panaudota tarnystėje.
In this way, the whole world becomes paradise.
Ir tokiu būdu visas pasaulis tampa rojus.
Any other questions?
Ar yra kitų klausimų?
In which way do you talk, communicate with God?
Yes, I beg him to please engage me in his service.
Taip, aš beldžiuosi jam, prašau, kad jisai užimtų mane tarnystėje jam. Ir tokiu būdu su juo bendrauju.
Bet pagal mane tarnystė, tai ne tokia tarnystė.
But I think that the service shouldn't be like this, like preaching.
It should not be?
Yeah.
I see. You think I'm not serving God by doing this?
Jūs galvojate, kad tai, ką aš darau, nėra tarnystė Dievui?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate your opinion.
Aš gerbiu jūsų nuomonę.
It happens to be just the opposite of mine.
Iš tikrųjų, tai visiškai priešinga manai.
But I respect you as part of God, in spite of your difference of opinion with me.
Bet aš vis tiek gerbiu jūs kaip Dievo dalelytę, nes mes ir nepaisant mūsų nuomonių skirtumų.
Any other question?
Ar yra kitų klausimų?
How many instruments the God Krishna can play?
How many instruments? He can play millions and billions of instruments all at one time. He can play every electric guitar. Every acoustic guitar. Every trumpet. Every piano. Every drum. He can play all the instruments throughout the whole universe all at the same time. He has unlimited potencies to do anything he wants. Is God limited or unlimited? He is unlimited. Therefore he can play unlimited instruments. But why don't you play them? Then you can develop your talent as a musician for Krishna. And that will please him very much. Any other questions? Yeah. Oh, that's he hasn't asked one yet. We'll recognize it. Yeah.
Could you give us a practical example? For example, if I am a painter, how can I use that painting for the service of the Lord?
Well, there's two kinds of painters. There's house painters, you know, who paint the walls. And there's one, you know, who paint landscapes and portraits. So which kind of painter are you talking about?
Apie kurios rūšies jūs čia kalbat, dailininkas?
The second.
Oh, they are. Oh, okay. Well, we have. We have many books describing this wonderful Vedic wisdom. These books are available, but if anybody wants one. And we've engaged many artists in making beautiful paintings. They're full of the most beautiful, wonderful paintings.
Mes turime tokias knygas, kuriuose surašytas visa vedinė išmintis, ir ten mes joje galime tas knygas įsigyti, ir jos yra iliustruotos daugybė nuostabių paveikslų.
And we're always looking for more talented artists.
Ir visą laiką ieškom vis labiau talentingų dailininkų.
Who can paint beautiful Krishna and his wonderful pastimes.
Kurie gali nupiešti gražų į Krishna jo nuostabiuose žaidimuose.
Other question?
Ar dar yra klausimų?
Yes.
Mes kalbėjome, aš klausiu apie didžiuosius talentus. Ir jeigu jie buvo ateistai, tai kuo čia kitas dievas prie didžių talentų? Kaip jisai susijęs? Net jeigu buvo ateistai, kaip jisai dėl?
there are some talents, some personalities, talented personalities who are atheists. So how God is connected in this connection?
How what?
How God? What part God is playing in this connection?
Yes, Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvashyacham vidishannavishto mataksmati ganam upohanam sha. I am seated in the heart of every living being. And from me come knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So, if you want to forget God, He will give you the talent to do that. And if you want to remember God, He will give you the talent to do that also. That is the kindness of God. He will give you according to your desire. He does not force Himself upon you. Next question. Yes?
Question to the previous question, that is, you said about somebody painting the wall, and there is another way of making a portrait, something. Mm-hmm. Isn't there a possibility if someone doesn't have that talent, and the one who has the talent of painting the walls and building, can that be used for that service or not?
Ar paišymas ant sienų, tai dailininko menas paišyti ant sienų irgi kaip nors gali būti panaudotas.
So can the other kind of painter who just paints walls, can he also use that for Krishna, for God?
Ar gali kitos rūšies dailininkas, kuris piešia ant sienų, irgi gali panaudoti?
Of course.
Žinoma.
The walls of the temple need to be repainted.
Mūsų šventyklų sienas, jom reikalingas perdažymas.
From time to time. Therefore, one can do that kind of painting also, right? Any other question? Yes.
If an artist is attracted to paint the creation of the God, not the God himself, is it also the service to the God?
Mm. And we paint the creation without the creator, then we are forgetting God. That is called disservice. You should always connect the creation with the creator. That is called service.
Visą laiką reikia prisijungti prie pasaulio kūrėjo, viso ko kūrėjo, tai yra vadinas tarnystė.
It's like the light bulbs without the powerhouse, they don't shine.
Lygiai taip kaip ir lempos, be elektrinės jos nešviečia.
But the light bulb with the powerhouse, then they shine.
Bet kai lempos prijungtos prie elektrinės, tada šviečia.
So whatever artist connects his art with the powerhouse, his art will shine.
Ir koks menininkas būtų, jeigu jis prijungia savo meną, panaudoja tarnystę Dievui, kada jo menas švytinti, šviečia.
And the artist who does not connect their art with the powerhouse, their art will not shine.
O tie menininkai, kurie nesujungia savo meną su Dievu, tai jų darbai nešviečia.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Everyone satisfied?
Kiekvienas pilnai patenkintas.
Everyone's ready to become a transcendental artist.
Kiekvienas pasiruošęs tapti transcendentiniu dvasiniu artistu.
To connect your art with the powerhouse and create an art revolution in the world.
Kad panaudoti savo talentą, dailės ar bet kokį kitą su Dievu.
A new age of enlightenment.
Naujas prašviesėjimo amžius.
Ar žmogus tai panaudos kaip Dievo dalį, jis kažką pakeis, ar ne?
Nepakeis, bet negali to daryti. Dievas duoda išbandymą. Kaip žmogus elgsis, ar jis kaus priekyje, ar ne. Išbandymą.
Ar jis yra realizuos savo talentą, ar ne?
Ar jisai tą talentą panaudos Dievą, ar ne?
Dievas davė, kada jis gimė.
Must be an interesting question. What is the point? I see everybody waking up. It's a good sign. What is it? Is this a question for me, or what's happening here? I can't understand your language.
It's not very logical. I cannot understand the question.
You don't understand it?
Yeah, not logical.
Huh?
No logic.
I see. If you don't have any logic to your question, can you please be quiet?
Jeigu jūsų klausimo nėra logikos, tai geriau neklausti.
Anybody have a logical question?
I guess not really logical clause. She is saying a statement that that talent is given is like a quest, a test for some person given by God, whether he will use it rightly or not rightly.
Who is saying? Yadavi or the other lady?
No, that lady. It was little.
Oh, she's saying that. She's saying that a test.
Is it any talent that anyone has? Is it a test from God?
Talent?
Yeah, talent.
Talent?
Yeah.
Yes, that's a fact.
Take the fact.
God gives talents to see if you use them for Him or you use them not for Him.
Dievas duoda mums talentus ir išbandymus kartu pamatyti, ar mes panaudosim juos Jam ar ne.
If you do not use them for Him, He will take them away.
Jeigu nepanaudosite Jam, Jis atims tuos talentus.
But if you use them in His service, He will give you more talent, more talent, more talent.
Bet jeigu panaudosite Jo tarnystėje, gausite vis daugiau ir daugiau talentų.
So now use your talent, whatever talent you have, use that in the service of God.
Todėl kokį talentą bet turėtumėt panaudoti į tarnystę Dievui. The Lord needs a spiritual talent, but not some kind of paint, isn't it?
Yeah, He doesn't need your material things.
Tai faktas, jam nereikia materialių kažkokių dalykų.
But He wants your love.
Jis nori tik jūsų meilės.
That He wants.
To dalyko Jis nori iš jūsų.
So, your love is whatever talent you have, you use that to glorify Him.
Ir jūsų meilė pasireiškia tame, kad kokį jūs talentą turėtumėt panaudoti išlovinti Dievą.
Question more?
Daugiau klausimų? Ar tai, kitaip sakant, ar vienintelis žmogaus gyvenimo prasmė tai tarnau Dievui, ar dar kažkas yra?
Ne, nu tai čia aišku, bet tarnau, nu tai kad Yra žmogus vienas, yra kitas, tai tarp jų kontaktas.
But we see also that in this world there everything is connected with each another. For example, the bees and the flowers and so on. So is it that we only have to serve God, or there is some other connections, we have some other purpose?
God is the connecting link that brings everything together.
Dievas yra ta sujungiamoji dalis, kuri viską sujungia vieną visumą.
Matak paranyat. Matak paranyat. Yes, Krishna is saying that I am the conqueror of wealth. There is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung upon a thread.
Ir Krishna sako, kad už mane nėra aukštesnės tiesos ir viskas, kas egzistuoja, glūdi manyje, taip kaip žiedeliai suverti ant siūlo.
So Krishna, our God, is that thread that holds everything together. He connects everything.
Ir Dievas, Krishna, arba Dievas yra kaip tas siūlas, kuris viską savyje laiko.
So on your own you may connect with a few things.
Ir jūs pati ar asmenybė gali susijungti su kažkuriais dalykais.
But when you connect with Krishna or God, then you connect with everything.
Bet jeigu susijungiate su Dievu, tada susijungiate su viskuo.
So I think you've taken enough time today. I thank you all very much.
Manau, kad šiandieną jau neturim daugiau laiko, reikia keliauti. Labai dėkui.
We have wonderful books at the table back there describing this science.
Turime nuostabias knygas aprašantį šitą mokslą tenai gale.
How you can perfect all of your talents.
Kaip galite ištobulinti visus savo talentus.
Kindly take a book today. Anybody wants a signature in the book, you can bring it to me up here. I will sign it to you with a blessing.
Įsigykite šias knygas ir jeigu norite šiandieną, aš jums galiu net jas pasirašyti. Įsigykite ir atneškite.
If you would like more information about this, perfecting your talents, you can go and get it as a free e-course. www.backtohome.com.
Ir jeigu norite daugiau informacijos, žinių, kaip ištobulinti savo talentus, veikite interneto adresą www.backtohome.com.
So I thank you very much for your kind attention.
Labai dėkoju jums už jūsų nuostabų dėmesį.